Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Palmer moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Don Sechrist now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. There goes Echeverrin trying to get to second. Christian throws the ball into Melton, who relays the ball to Knoop, who tags Echeverrin for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. It's 6-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bellinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palmer bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchy Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Orioles. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Etchy Barron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christian. Etchy Barron reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Etchy Barron scores. It's 10-2, Orioles. Gary Bell now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Knupp hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Orioles. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Buford moves to third. 2 outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buford scores. Powell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 12-3, Orioles. Dan Osinski now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Palmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 2 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing right field. Ron Hansen now playing second base. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave May pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave May now playing right field. Bobby Floyd now playing third base. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Danasinski. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.